30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
With you every Saturday morning, this is the 9 o'clock hour, open line hour. Anything you, the Arizona homeowner, wants to talk about regarding your house, home, castle, or cabin, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text 411-923 or email info, I-N-F-O, at Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, on thehouse.com. Mike and Rick are already on the line, and we're going to get to them quick because this is for you, the Arizona homeowner. And this is the hour we leave it completely open to you, the listener, to dictate what topics we'll be covering. And then the 10 o'clock hour, we dive deep into one specific area of the home and following our 2018 calendar, something we published for Rosie's 30th anniversary of broadcasting, has the topic we'll be covering all month long. And the month of November has been financing. We've had Harold Perkins in. We've had Homezada in, talking about the digital home maintenance and home finance that application has. This week we've got our Tucson trifecta who's joining us on the broadcast. We're a realtor, a home inspector, and a finance guy, the three key industries to getting into a new home without going into the money pit. Our weekly to-do that comes in the third segment of this hour talks about slide-out shelves. It's the time that we've probably spending more time in the kitchen than any other time of the year, and slide-out shelves, they become pretty handy, and you can get spoiled pretty quick not having to pull everything out of that cabinet to get to the one dish that's in the back that you only use that one time of the year, and we'll talk through how to do that install. Next segment, the second segment, we've got our weekly giveaways. These are Suns tickets for against the Orlando Magic for Friday, November 30th. We'll do that next, but now to the lines, 1-888-767-4348. Mike,
right.
How may we help you?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have a question about manure.
You have a question? Go ahead.
Yes. The manure that you buy in the plastic bags at the local stores, how does that compare to the manure that's rotting fresh out of the animal?
What are you trying to apply this on to, Mike?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to dig it in around my fruit trees. Because my soil out here in the back of the dumps is pretty crappy, you know.
Okay. It sounds like he's in Apache Junction. He's trying to put manure around his fruit trees, and he wants to know, do you get it from the store or straight from the animal? Well, straight from the animal, it hasn't really... it takes time when we compost things, when we make manure. There's got to be a lot of people always say, because what I do with our horse manure is I put it out in our orchard, and a lot of people say, yeah, and you've got to be careful. There's a lot of acids in it. Well, there really isn't. And a horse, they only eat grass. It's because they're standing in a pen and they also go to the urinate on top of their manure, that's where the acid comes in. So if you get it out fresh, but to just put it out there without it being properly cooked, properly baked, and properly, you know, composted to do what it's to do, that takes time. So store-bought is definitely better than applying it straight from the animal. There's nothing wrong with doing it straight from the animal. It's just not going to be the effect you're hoping for. And if you've got a lot of land or a big project you're working on, there are landscape yards you can call and have bulk orders delivered, so you're not having to load up 50 sacks into the back of your truck and then cut them out manually one at a time. You can have big bulk orders delivered from just call around. There's a bunch of landscape yards out there. Let's go to Rick and see how we can help him at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Rick, go ahead.
Yes, I have a Ocotillo fence that we just put up within the last month, and I'm wondering about watering it. How often, or?
Sure, and this is a live Ocotillo fence. You're not taking the...
No, we bought Ocotillo panels.
Mm-hmm.
And because we had some trespassers, so we decided we were going to put up the Ocotillo fence just to discourage it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a great Western look, and the nice thing about Ocotillo, they don't need a lot of water. If you've ever spent any time out wandering the desert or hiking around adventure and you've stumbled across an old cattle fence, a lot of the old cowboys that would use Ocotillos for, you know, their fence posts in a lot of areas, the stays in between the supports, those Ocotillos just sat there in the ground. A lot of them rooted without any water at all and took off. They are a very hardy desert for their local area. Once it's established, Rick, unless you're just wanting a specific green look, I don't know that I'd water at all. They're a desert native plant. Once it's established, only apply where you need to.
I was going to say, in October, after we had the rainfall, and the Ocotillo was so green, there were two plants I actually had to walk up. I thought they were fake. You know, because you see,
it was so green.
They were so green, and I had to sit there and touch it. Awesome. Well, right. Carefully, of course. But yeah, Ocotillo, I don't think you really need to water them now, because the, you know, the watering in October really has made them all sprout.
Where'd you get the Ocotillo?
Oh, okay, with Julie in the background. Actually,
no, I meant Rick online.
Oh, Rick.
You buy
wait, Rick, go ahead.
They came from Douglas. They delivered them to us from Douglas to Tucson, and. Yeah, I was just wondering about the watering and if I need to put fertilizer or anything on it.
Yeah, your elevation change from Douglas to Tucson isn't going to be so significant that it's close enough to your backyard. You'll be just fine. There are citrus fertilizers that they do make. Where in Tucson are you?
Off of I-10 in Wilmont, you know.
Yeah, so you're not too far from Savano. You know, they have natural succulent fertilizer. Not natural, but I mean succulent fertilizers, cactus fertilizers. But, I mean, there's a reason they grow here in the wild, is because it's what they were designed for. That's how God made them. And once you get it established, just go with it. And you can cut the water off again. If you want it really green, a little bit of extra water in those dry times will be critical. But not necessary to keep them surviving. And even some of them, if they don't all make it, that's a, you know, those Ocotillo stands will be there for years. If you missed the 7 o'clock hour this Saturday morning, we had some guests in from RIM Training that specialize in RIM stands for Reactive Immediate Medical Training for trauma situations, and we're putting together a Rosie on the House listener training session. If you're interested, we've had people from all over the state email in. Just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and in the subject line put RIM training. We'll add you to a mailing list, and we won't bother you anytime after this training is over. And it's a couple of guys that have spent a lot of years in service and in medical industry. And what happens if you are, even Scott had a perfect example. He moved a ladder at his home and he had a hammer on top and he's got a scar right over his eye. Thankfully, that didn't require any kind of trauma training, but accidents around the home happen. What do you do in those critical minutes before emergency services can arrive? If you've got a blood leak, how long you have to stop that, the best way to stop that. Taking care of the situation on site so that, you know, the medical team, when they arrive, it puts them in a better situation for saving that life. So we look forward to that. That will be December 15th on Saturday, December 15th. And I believe we have a room for up to 30, and we're at about 20 right now, if everyone that has emailed in can make it. So we've got room for 10 people. If you're interested, just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll see how we can accommodate getting that in. It'll probably be somewhere in the Central Phoenix area. Location yet is to be determined, but we'll coordinate all those details. Let's get to Rick at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-Rosie for you. There he goes. Rick, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry. I have a question. I have a house in Tucson built in 1961. It's a 4-inch CMU construction with about a 312 pitch roof, 2x8s, and there's no insulation in the house whatsoever. I have aluminum sash windows. My question is, how is there any way of figuring out how long it would take to recover savings if I were to replace the windows and somehow insulate the walls and ceiling?
That is a great question, Rick. But let me ask you a question first. What's your high summer bills?
Well, we just use swamp cooling now, and our electric bill is $130, $140 during the summer. And water bill, of course, is up there because Tucson charges an extra fee for swamp cooling, for extended or excessive water use. So.
And how much is your water bill in the summer?
For our house, it's approaching $60 to $80.
$60 to $80 in the
just
summer.
Just two of us living there.
And if we take evap cooling out of that, you know, we're probably only saving $20 there. So I'm going to add, you know, $130 for your electric, $20. You know, your high summer bill is $150. We can absolutely do the math calculations with building science and what we call home energy audits that weren't around 20 years ago when I started. It was all just a guessing game. We'd say, well, generally speaking, you start with your windows and then you go attack this and that. Well, with an energy audit, that we can actually start doing the math calculations because we show up on site with a bunch of electronic equipment. We measure R ratings. We estimate what the new improvements would do, and we can do those math calculations. But I'm telling you, you're at $150. You're never going to get that to zero. We may save you $50 and bring you down to $100. And if that's your high, how many months that's going to take? You know, 3 months over the summertime to recover, you know, a couple $1,000s of improvements is going to take you a really long time. But Rick, if your intent, and this is a lot of people's, is to beat the man and not pay one extra penny than you have to on your utility or electric bill, and your intent is comfort, maybe you're looking to get away from evap cooling and go to a central system that you know, will get you through those wet, humid seasons that nobody likes to run their swamp cooler in, usually around the June time. You know, we can make all of these very affordable. I'm guessing a 1960s home were probably less than 1,200 square feet, in which case a mini-split air conditioning system just in the bedroom might be a great answer, running it off-peak during for sleeping. So there's a lot of options. Hang tight. There's a lot more with your home that we can walk through. And we've also got Jason who wants to talk about electrical circuit breakers. We'll see if we can't get the mighty electrician on the line as well. That is one thing we're not great at here is electrical work. But we don't claim to be the expert at everything. We just work with the best of the best, and we'll see if we can get one of our experts online to help you. At 1-888-767-4348, if you'd like to join the conversation. If you're out car shopping this weekend, no, Black Friday started earlier. It's early at Sanderson Ford. Their Black Friday savings started a whole week early. So today you can go out and take advantage of incredible savings. And, of course, worry about the hassle-free environment at Sanderson Ford. That is the one thing that we just continue to preach about, the user experience, the customer experience at Sanderson Ford. You don't have to worry about not getting your car keys back from the sales manager when they go, quote, give you an estimate on your trade-in. A lot of the tactics that they have used in the past at other dealers, never at Sanderson Ford, is you have one person that judges by the person's frustration on when to give the keys back. The whole time the salesman's pressuring you into buying this new vehicle, you don't have to worry about that at Sanderson Ford. You can even shop online and then go pick it up, or shop online and they'll deliver it. Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue in Glendale, but remember, always closed on Sundays.